From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korean diplomat Han Tae-song warned Tuesday his country is preparing for more gift packages for the U.S. because of its reckless provocations and futile attempts to pressure Pyongyang. He spoke in Geneva through an interpreter.
The U.S. imposed nuclear threats and blackmail for more than half a century against my country, DPRK, with a ceaseless political and military pressure and economic sanctions.
His comments came a day after the UN Security Council met to consider what to do next in the wake of Sunday's sixth North Korea nuclear detonation, a blast Japan now says produced a yield of 160 kilotons. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to the major powers to find a unified political solution.
And I welcome yesterday's meeting of the Council. The unity of the Council is crucial in addressing the crisis. And that unity also creates an opportunity to engage diplomatically to decrease tensions, increase confidence, and prevent any escalation, all aimed at the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
At the White House, spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the U.S. wants to pressure, not dialogue with Pyongyang.
We've also said that everybody, including Russia, including China, need to do more to address the threat. This is a global threat, and everybody needs to take part in putting pressure on North Korea.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said dialogue, not sanctions, is the only solution. Kenya's Election Commission said Tuesday different staff will be in charge of the October 17 presidential election, a ballot prompted by last week's Supreme Court ruling that invalidated the August 8 election over widespread irregularities. Opposition leader Raila Odinga set conditions for his coalition's participation. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday said President Donald Trump may decide not to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement.
We were promised an end to the Iranian nuclear program. What emerged was not an end, but a pause. The JCPOA is therefore a very flawed and limited agreement. But even so, Iran has been caught in multiple violations over the past year and a half.
Speaking in Washington, Haley warned that Tehran's advancing ballistic missile program and its funding of terrorism, as well as a UN Security Council resolution and U.S. law, should all be taken into account in the certification process. The UN Security Council has established a sanctions regime in Mali, allowing the blacklisting of anyone who violates or obstructs the country's 2015 peace deal, hinders aid, recruits child soldiers, or commits rights abuses. Those targeted would be subject to a global ban on travel or an asset freeze. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her government's actions in Western Rakhine State, blaming terrorists for misinformation surrounding a security crackdown against Rohingya Muslims. She says the government is defending all the people. Tuesday, UN Secretary General Guterres expressed alarm at the violent spark that has left hundreds dead. He appealed to the government to end decades of neglect and give the Rohingya some sort of legal status.
And the grievances and unresolved plight of the Rohingya have festered for far too long and are becoming an undeniable factor in regional destabilization.
The UN said nearly 125,000 Rohingyas have fled to neighboring Bangladesh. President Trump Tuesday announced he's ending a program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation. New applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program will no longer be accepted. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said former President Barack Obama's executive order undermined immigration law.
President Obama was nullifying part of a law that he simply disagreed with. If a president can claim sweeping discretion to suspend key federal laws, the entire legislative process becomes little more than a pretense.
Congress will have 6 months to act on the matter. Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 storm, the most powerful, has hit the first Caribbean islands with fierce winds and torrential rains. The center of the storm passed over Barbuda, east of Puerto Rico, early Wednesday. Well, despite years of civil war, Syrians took time out to cheer their football team after it scored a 93-minute stoppage-time goal to end a match in Tehran at a 2-2 draw with Iran. It secured a spot for Syria in the Asian playoffs and possible first-ever qualification for the World Cup. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.